Dragon's Dogma 2, the highly anticipated successor to the cult classic Dragon's Dogma, is out now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and Steam. Dragon's Dogma 2 is a third-person action RPG boasting a richly detailed and deeply explorable fantasy world created using Capcom's RE engines, immersive graphics, groundbreaking character AI systems, and cutting-edge graphics. Dive into the vast and dynamic world where the Arisen is called upon to fulfill a forgotten destiny across the nations of Vermund, the Kingdom of Humanity, and Batal, the nation of Beastrin. Dragon's Dogma 2 revolves entirely around choice. Your choice, that is. From the sword and shield wielding fighter to the illusion conjuring trickster, there are over 10 unique vocations to choose from that all require experience to unlock new skills. And character customization is out of this world. Literally. Oh, and did I mention that the combat is really in-depth? It isn't just hacking at a giant's ankle for half an hour while you dodge roll attacks. You can engage enemies from a distance, climb up large foes, stab them in their weak points, use the terrain and trick, trip, or throw foes off high cliffs and raging waters. So visit DragonsDogma.com to buy the game and start your epic quest today. That's DragonsDogma.com to learn more.
You are listening to the audio-only portion of a Drunk Tank video podcast. To get the full experience and watch a video podcast, visit roosterteeth.com/podcast.
You're listening to the Drunk Tank.
No, please, what the fuck do you think I'm talking about? Of course I'm talking about the goddamn comic.
It boosts my levels, dude. Vagina penis blowback.
Attention whores have a global stage now.
All I have to do is take my clothes off and get international.
Go with these arms, you fucking cunts.
I don't want to hear that in any theme song.
For anybody who would want to sponsor a podcast where we talk about how hot girls can't have good sex.
We got red versus blue, baby.
Brought to you by Hoover. I literally asked you before we started. I said, Jeff, are you doing the intro?
And I think that's Gus.
And you go, yeah, like that.
Of course I'm doing it. Awkwardly staring at you.
I hope you guys were recording that before we started.
You asked Gus if he was doing the intros.
I asked you. No, you were looking at him.
Really?
And you were like, yeah, shut up.
I wasn't talking to you at all.
Well, we probably
How is Gus
going to
do the intro from the corner? Gus, do you want to give us the intro?
Gus, hey, everyone. Welcome to the Rooster Teeth Drunk Tank video podcast. I'm Gus Cirola, sitting in the corner, filling in for Brandon Farmahini today. I guess I'm doing the intros. How's everyone doing? Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Doing well.
Who do we got over here? We got our regular stable of characters.
I'm Bernie Burns.
I'm Jeff Ramsey.
I'm Jack Patillo.
I'm Griffin Ramsey.
So, Gus, see, this is exactly why I didn't want you to
I already regret sitting over here.
I thought it was a terrible idea for the record, too.
You're the
linchpin. We didn't have Brandon, and Brandon does a lot over here, and I thought I'll fill in for him. I'll sit in because it's a lot to explain to someone, and things fall apart. The wheels fall off instantly.
Yeah.
You're the guy. You're the guy who keeps us rolling.
You're the Robin.
I'm going to do it from over here now. Yeah, I'm Robin for this week.
You're the Fred Norris.
You also should have got on me because I realized about 2 seconds before we started. How many podcasts have we done on videos?
This will be our third video podcast.
So this will be the second time I've worn this shirt. I wore this shirt either in the last video podcast or in the first one.
Well, you wear that shirt 4 days out of the week.
No.
So it's going to happen.
Don't say that because people are going to think that.
He just has four of them.
Well, if people think it's true.
No,
he wears
not.
It every day.
Although I would be like a comic book character or a cartoon character where I would wear the same outfit every single day if I could. But
like a uniform?
My wife won't let me do that.
I've become very more like conscious of that. Like since we do AU every week, I find myself wearing, like I wash my clothes on the weekend so I end up wearing the same stuff. So I have to like make an honest point to like go and pick out a different shirt. Like I'm pretty sure I haven't worn this on AU yet.
Do you have a schedule like wore this on Monday?
Actually, I have my closet split where like when I wash my clothes, I put them on the right and I keep working from the left to the right and then I switch back over.
Well, that's the kind of thing that, honestly, I don't think anyone that's watching AU would notice that. Because I go to movies with my wife, and she notices what people wear in every single scene. Like, she'll even say, they must have filmed this on the same day as this other thing because they're all wearing the same clothes. How do you notice what people are wearing? Do you notice that when you're...
Sometimes, yeah.
You
I'll notice if somebody watched a bunch of AU's back-to-back, they would notice.
Yeah. Nobody's going to do that, though.
No. Well, no, no, that's the thing about like YouTube commenters. Someone will spot it and then call it out, then everyone else will call it out. It's always like that one guy who's like, you know, the beginning of it.
I was also going to say that Jack is wearing the same shirt, like that guy.
Yeah. Like, I totally saw that. He always does that. Stupid.
I was gonna post that.
That's how it works.
Well, that's a weird phenomenon that happens on YouTube comments in general, in that you'll have what's a fair amount of comments on YouTube for one of our videos.
About 1,000.
Yeah, and then sometimes we get up to like 3,000 or 4,000 on some of them. But there'll be maybe just the tiniest problem with the video, right? Like an immersion, maybe we had like some cut that didn't match or something like that because we were bridging time.
There were no problems in immersion.
They're intentional editing
decisions.
There you go. That's the word
They're
I'm looking
features.
For.
They're called features.
Exactly. I was going to say attributes. But the so what will happen is you'll have a 500, 600 comments of people commenting on the video. And then in the middle of all that, all of a sudden you'll have one guy who says, oh, I noticed at 139 that Gus appears in the background. And then the rest of the comments are all about how, oh, I see Gus appears in the background. Suddenly yeah. Everybody sees yeah. it. Once yeah. one guy sees it, then everybody sees it.
But how else would that work? I mean, how else would that work? Like, if somebody sees it, that first person is always going to seem like, I just don't understand your reasoning.
What I'm saying is everyone's super observant after the first guy.
So, like, it could be hundreds and hundreds of comments, and then one guy notices.
And then suddenly everybody notices.
Or like, nice job, good mistake, guys. Yeah, it's so obvious. Yeah.
That's how I went through high school. Like, literally, like, anytime they would say, like, what's the answer? And, like, some guy would go, it's pi squared. And I'd go, I was also going to say pi squared.
Did you really do that?
I did every day.
Did you ever get busted for that? Like,
no, I just did it to be funny.
Like, the first guy raised his hand, then you raised her hand, his hand.
No,
then,
it never happened to me.
The guy had to go to the bathroom.
I'm going
to
wait for Gary to go. No.
I have to go to the bathroom.
I didn't raise my hand first.
Something about your style of humor, like, the more you do it, you think the funnier it gets.
To me, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's true. You definitely make yourself laugh kind of funny.
Oh, yeah. What's like, this? I can vouch for that.
I'm not saying anything bad, but, like, your new thing lately, it's a revival of an old thing you used to do, where every time you see a cute girl walk by, you're like, hey, what's up? Every single girl.
I do.
So, what's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that. I'm just noticing it. It's coming back. It's back into the rotation. It's something he used to do that he's doing again.
That's a specific methodology of interfacing with women that mm-hmm. I think is a good one, which is just big
should,
net.
Shotgun.
Should you be throwing a net, though? I mean, isn't that the whole...
It's important to have contingency plans. I think we're going to be together forever, but who knows what's going to happen? So I don't know.
Better start looking today.
You could go crazy tomorrow, and I have a void to fill. And I, you know, if I what's up a couple ladies, you never know.
So how long have you guys been married?
Almost 6 years. Five and a half years.
6 years. But you were an active social male before you were married. For what?
Well, he had a membership to a strip club. Yeah. That's what you mean.
You mean how long was I single between marriages?
Wait, an actual membership?
Gus got him one. They used to go like every day.
Really? Why are you on the podcast?
Don't fucking drag me into this.
No.
Hold on.
Gus was a sweetheart. When I got separated from Gus bought us gold memberships to a strip club. And that was awesome. We went for a week. And then I met you. And then I got married.
True story.
Yeah.
So how long does it take for that to pay itself back, essentially, before you break even on a...
You get a card that, like, punch when you get a laugh. Yeah, or something?
No, it's like a credit card, kind of, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You got to go in, yeah, and then you got to buy a six-pack of strippers. You can't get anything less than that. Yeah. That's why I had to get him the membership, because I can't use six strippers by myself.
Yeah.
You only have one laugh.
Yeah. It's not fair to the girls. I'm just trying to help the economy.
That seems like a way of spending money... to indicate that you're a guy who's going to spend even more money. It's like animals in the wild that would, like, tag themselves and be identified by researchers. Isn't that what it is? I mean, what do you get for a membership at a strip club? I'm going to ask Jeff, since you're on the podcast. You stay back there with your board, Mr. Brandon Surrogate. What do you get for a membership to a strip club?
You get to go in the VIP area.
Well, this already sounds exciting.
And that's pretty much it.
What happens in the VIP area?
Spend more money.
Nothing. You just sit in a different chair than the other people. But that chair cost a lot of money. It cost Gus a lot of money.
That guy's sitting in that chair.
I'll tell you what the best part about it is. The real secret.
What's that?
You get to use a bathroom that only like two other people use.
That's true.
Nice.
A bathroom at a strip club might be the grossest thing in the world. You get like a toilet with an entrance fee.
Yeah. it's also known as the cocaine bathroom. it's pretty full usually. You got to kind of wait around for people to do their bumps.
But it's clean.
But yeah, it's immaculate.
There's mirrors everywhere.
You know, I've been to a strip club a few times in my life, and using the bathroom was never a major part of the evening. Like, I had to go in there and use the bathroom and think, oh, I'm going to spend – how much you spend on it? Can I ask how much you spent on a membership?
It was a long time ago.
I remember how much it was.
You want to adjust for inflation?
Do you care?
Yeah, I don't care.
It was like $500 a membership.
Really?
It was a lifetime membership?
Were you mad when he...
It was a year.
For a year.
Were you mad when he immediately got into a new relationship?
No, I don't care.
Threw that money down the toilet?
I don't care. It's a present. He doesn't do what he wants.
It didn't slow him down at all. Apparently he was like, hey, baby, what's up? I was like, that's where that came by.
I don't want to get back to it, but since we were talking about each other's appearances, can we talk about Gus's hair for a minute?
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
You've got like the 90s wave thing happening. It's really...
90s? It's like a late 80s, man.
Late 80s or the 90s.
Like...
I like
post flock of seagulls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bringing it back.
Where's your OP shirt?
it's being washed. I'm gonna wear my hypercolor tomorrow.
Oh my god! Can you still get hypercolor? Because I loved that.
I don't think you can get hypercolor anymore.
Man. I think the technology had a half life to it. So even the shirts, if they're on eBay, they're probably like all stuck at one color at this point.
The worst part. I'm gonna tell you the worst part about hypercolor. The worst part about hypercolor was when a dude with sweaty armpits wore it.
Yep.
And like his pits were just like massively discolored,
like bright pink.
Yeah. And it just like so called attention to it.
I'm not going to go into any specifics, but you guys were making fun of the exercise equipment that Jack and I built that's in the staging area.
Oh, you guys were making fun of that?
They were making fun of it. They said it sits there unused. I don't know how long.
I've used it every single day.
I watched Jack do a pull-up on Friday.
He's working towards something. One day he'll get the two pull-ups.
No, have you done a pull-up? Can you do a pull-up?
I can do a pull-up. I'll do one right now. We don't have anything in here, luckily.
Oh, okay.
But, no, I think Jeff is actually the leader right now in pull-ups.
I do them constantly. I do five at a time now.
Okay.
So you do five pull-ups? Wow.
You were one of the ones making fun of the exercise equipment out there, but you were actually using it.
Yeah. That doesn't mean I can't make fun of you. I fail to understand your logic here.
Now, anyway, so we're having a contest at the office where in, I think, 3 months we're going to see who can
July
do the most.
July 15th, right?
Yeah, who's going to do the most pull-ups, who can do the most push-ups, and then who can run. What did we decide?
Run 2.5 miles.
No, we're not 10 doing, laps. We're doing Why two. Two we're doing 2 miles. We're not sense. Doing two
you
and
know,
a half.
It was 10 laps.
That last half will kill you.
Which
what? So it's just two now?
2 miles.
Okay.
8 laps.
Makes sense.
Makes sense, right?
It's what you got to do in the Army.
Who runs 2.5 miles? That's stupid.
It's a show-off. So like, 5K. Oh, yeah, you're stopping now? Well, I can do another half. Yeah.
Did you, Jeff, read they're changing the Army PT test?
I did.
What are they doing now?
They're doing I don't know the specifics, but they're trying to modify it so that it will display stamina in the field, I guess. And so they're doing stuff like carrying potato sacks and shit, right? Or like...
Yeah, they're doing a thing where they realize that soldiers don't march the way that they used to, and they don't, you know, run for 6 miles at a time. So they're modifying it so it sprints. It almost sounds like a video game, honestly, because what they do is they do
cover to cover,
like wind sprints, kind of a thing, or what you do in basketball, where you start at the goal line, you run 10 yards, pick up a sack, bring it back, then you run out, sprint out 20 yards, pick up a sack, bring it back, then 30 yards, pick up a sack, and bring it back.
That used to be called Mondays.
Yeah,
when I was in the Army. That's what we did. Yeah,
is that wind sprints? There's another word for that in basketball where you start at one line, you touch every line.
I think that's right,
and you get progressively further and further.
I was never a big basketball guy.
I don't remember
guy.
What we called them.
We had something similar, but we did erasers like in elementary school. You remember the line? You have to run and grab the eraser and run back.
No, we never did that.
Was your teacher standing behind you threatening to kill you?
No.
Get the eraser faster?
We never had our our outfits adjusted or anything like that.
Slightly different than the Army, I guess.
Firing ammo over the top of your head.
Yeah, live fire.
What do they call that? Shuttle run? Is that
the
what they call
run.
It?
Shuttle run.
Yeah,
shuttle
there
run.
You go.
Yeah, look who's got the internet
fitness
over there.
Genius.
Thanks,
hey, look at me. Hands-free.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So you actually went through a live fire exercise in the military, right, where they were firing
over your head?
Yeah. How far over your head were you thinking were they shooting?
Well, when I was doing it, it felt like about 6 inches, but it was probably a good 10 feet, I would think.
Fuck that. You think they were really using live ammo, or were they like tracers every now and then kind of a thing?
No, I saw tracers too. Yeah, no, it was live ammo.
Wow.
They have to prepare you for real war.
Do people die that way?
I guess that makes sense.
Do people die?
Yeah.
It would be pretty hard to die. Like, most of the time you're under barbed wire, so it would be hard to get up above the barbed wire without some extreme pain to yourself.
Someone did in Starship Troopers.
It's true.
A fire test.
Somebody did.
Yeah.
It happens. I mean, we have this thing called, they have this thing in the Army called the National Training Center, NTC, which is in Fort Irwin, California, which is kind of like by Vegas. It's by Barstow. And you go out there for a month at a time, twice a year, and do desert warfare training, and two people die every single time. You go out there.
That would really suck. It's like you sign up and you're like already nervous because you're going to war or whatever, and then you die in training. That would be the worst.
They always die in dumb ways too. Like they have this road. I forget what they call it, but it's this long road you have to drive at night using night vision goggles because you have to practice light discipline, and it's just always trucks running into each other.
No, Jesus.
People are falling asleep or not paying attention.
Or they're driving in the dark and the lights
on. Yeah, they're driving in the dark and the lights.
That could also be a problem. But how many people go out for this training, would you say?
10,000?
Yeah, 10,000. So two people out of 10,000, I mean, that's the big thing, too, is when they have casualties over in, you know, the armies over there in Iraq or in Afghanistan, and they have, I don't know how many people they have there, but they have tens of thousands of people there. People are just going to die just from normal stuff, like falling off a ladder or wrecking a Humvee, you know, or people die, you know. They just die in accidents normally, and that's part of the casualty rate that's over there.
I guess that's true. I mean, anytime you get a group of young people together, there's usually some kind of a tragic death. Like big group things, you know, like spring break or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. Young people just do dumb shit.
Yeah, it's basically like it'd be high school, right? But then you give everyone in the high school a gun and a Humvee. It's like you're gonna have something that goes wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And those guys are about that age too, and they're all army guys. They're gonna, no offense, they're gonna do dumb stuff because, you know, it's just the mentality. You know, they're gonna see like, hey, let's see how high we can jump the Humvee off the sand.
Yeah,
here,
let's
do
some Humvee jousting.
Yeah, yeah, you know. I mean, that's one of the things. I have two boys, and I am scared to death about all the dumb shit I did in life where I didn't die, but I probably should have.
Mm-hmm.
I
hitchhiked when I was, you know, like in my teens. And
really?
Now I would never let Millie do that, even though I'm proud that I did it. You know, like I'm happy
proud
I had that.
You survived?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I like the stories and I like that I did it. And
tell us a hitchhiking story.
Well, I only had one scary experience. I was hitchhiking down from Portland to just from like Corvallis to Eugene. It was just like a 45-minute drive, and I did it all the time. I got
this
picked
is in
up,
Oregon.
Yeah, in okay. Oregon. I got picked up by a guy who was on his way to California for like a little vacation, and so he like immediately relaxed and started smoking a joint in the car, which I didn't have a problem with, but I didn't accept. Like he offered it, and I was like no, because I wanted to keep my head together.
Right.
And then, like right. I told him what exit I needed to exit at, like, in Eugene, and he skipped it, and he started asking me if I wanted to California with him, and I was like, no, I don't want to go to California. Just drop me off here.
So what part of California was he going to?
He was, it was, like, Northern California. I don't remember what town.
So he's just driving down the road, misses your exit where you're supposed
to
get off.
Yeah, but then
off.
I could tell he got really nervous because I got nervous, and he started getting, like, pissy, you know? Like I don't know if he meant to miss the exit or not. But it freaked me out because it was the first time anything like that had happened to me. Like, it had been pretty straightforward up to that point. And so eventually he dropped me off at some exit. I had to walk, like, 10 miles back to my house or whatever. It sucked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought there was a guy that asked you to show your tits.
Yeah, but he was all right.
Oh, okay.
He was a – no, but here's the thing. It's everything in context. He was a trucker. He drove me from Portland to Eugene. And he was just obviously very lonely. Like, truckers get pretty lonely. And, like, he was nice to me. He told me all these trucker stories. But all of his stories were what person he saw naked at what mile marker. And he remembered every nude incident by the mile marker.
What mile marker were you?
I don't know. Wait, I don't know, but it was really interesting.
So only one guy out of all the time you hitchhike ever asked to see anything?
Yeah.
One, really?
And he didn't actually – and I wasn't freaked out because of the context.
Is that weird, Gus?
I feel like it would happen more often.
Yeah.
And the more often than that, you get guys who think you're carrying pot and they want to buy it from you. They pick you up – pick up hitchhikers because they think you have drugs.
Really?
And then they find that you don't have any and then drop you off early.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was what I got more. And then I did – there were some rides I turned down because it looked like a scary situation. Like I got a bunch – like a truck full of – like six guys, and there was no room for me to sit, and they were all going to pick me up. I'm like, I'm not getting into a car with like a gang, you know, like
with a bachelor party.
Yeah, so I turned that ride down. Plus, I mean, there was nowhere to sit, but I mean, it was usually just what vibe I got. But I wouldn't condone doing that. And if you're young, don't do it.
What if the six guys were muscular dudes with small animals?
Can I tell you?
Just firemen with bunnies.
I guess I pre-ordered that because it's a 2012 calendar. It's not going to get here until like June, and then I can't use it until January.
Yeah, what do you mean use it?
No, just like hang it. Like I'll be looking at, you know, January forever.
Yeah, because that's why you buy the beefcake calendar is for the date.
Well, I need to fill in that with either there's a New York firefighters, and then there's like a cowboy one. So I'm deciding for 2011 just to finish out the year. So let me know if you guys have an opinion.
Does it now? Is it like a guy's calendar where they try to match the date in the month by what the person in the photo is doing? Like in winter is the guy in the snow and that kind of thing?
I don't think so because they all have their shirts off. So okay. I don't know if there's like a winter appropriate one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, in the guys' calendars, the girls have their clothes off too. But yet somehow they're still wearing a Santa hat.
Next
to
next Christmas tree or something. Yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to take a look.
With a white kitten.
Well, there's not a lot you can do with a cowboy outfit, right?
Like
as far as
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you think is I'm writing a lot of donut stuff right now for Red versus Blue, so my mind just really went off on a huge tangent
it's really
when you asked that question.
It's really hard to find hot guy photos that aren't just gay porn. Like, it's hard to find stuff that's marketed to women. Like, it's all guys holding their dicks.
Clearly, you don't watch The Drunk Tank. Right here. No gay porn here.
All right. I'm going to put a poll in my journal, and everyone can help me decide between firefighters and cowboys.
Listen, we're skipping a major thing here. You said the guy asked you to flash him. Did you flash him?
No, I didn't.
What? So...
And I'd actually...
But you liked the guy. You said he was lonely, and you felt bad for him, so you're okay with him asking, but that was off the table.
You know, and it's weird, too, because I... Like, that was when I lived in Eugene, and I was naked all the time. I don't know. I guess I just... It's a good thing to set the policy when you're hitchhiking not to flash people.
You probably just wanted it to come up naturally.
Not even a good goodbye flash?
It was just
flash?
A little awkward. I should, you know, I actually kind of feel guilty about it now. He drove me like 500
miles.
Didn't
you live in a naked house at the time?
I know. I don't know why I got all picky at that moment.
I bet twice a week that guy drives by mile marker 134 and goes,
he's just like,
I was so close.
The one that got away.
He even said, he was like, even though he's like, you know, you realize how many miles I just drove you, right? I'm like, yeah,
thanks. How many miles did he drive you?
I don't know. Whatever Portland to Eugene is.
So that was his second sell effort was...
He was so nice to you, and I should have flashed him. I feel bad.
His second effort was to guilt trip.
No, because
I think about all the people I did flash who didn't drive me anywhere.
Yeah, it's true. It's a shame. I can hit something for you.
Every time she talks, our topic list goes out the window. I make notes here, and then it's like,
all right, sorry, I'm done.
On that note, we actually probably have to take a break real fast.
Okay.
Here's a Drunk Tank animated adventure, and we'll be right back.
Why don't you signal me, and then I'll do those two.
Okay.
I was with a guy when he got struck by lightning. My friends and I were driving from Alabama to New Orleans, and it started raining. Lightning actually struck near my car, and we were like, and we like swerved. I lost control of my car, and I drove it into a ditch. And all my friends and I get out. I fucking hitchhiked to a gas station, and I go up and I go, hey, I just wrecked my car. I need to get a tow from this guy. And he goes, I don't go out in the rain. I've had bad times. And I was like, I don't know what that means, but seriously, sir, it's your job. You've got to help me. And he goes, fuck. And he goes and he gets in his tow truck, and I get in the tow truck. And I go, so, why do you hate the bad weather so much? And he goes, my sister's kid got struck by lightning at the beach. And I go, oh, wow, dude, I'm so sorry. Is she okay? And he was like, nope. And I go, well, you know what they say, lightning never strikes twice in the same place. And he goes, my brother got killed by lightning. And I go, oh, okay. And that shut me up. And then we're driving down, and my car's gone. And the water took it down, and now all you can see from of my car is a little bit of the roof and the antenna that had like a jack-in-the-box. But eventually he's able to pull the car over this huge ditch. Then he goes to like move the cable, and fucking lightning strikes right there. And all of a sudden I hear the guy scream, and he's on the ground holding his arm, like his right shoulder. It didn't hit him, but it hit so close, I guess it charged all the fucking metal around it. He gets up, he just looks at me, like with the maddest eyes
ever. I'm surprised he didn't electro-punch you right in the face.
And the guy just starts walking away from my car, and I walk up to him, and I go, how much do I owe you, sir? How much do I owe you? And he just looks at me, and I'm holding my wallet out, and he put his hand in my wallet and took every bit of money out of my wallet and just walked away with it.
All right, well, Gus, which one did we watch so we can come back into it?
We just watched the one where I don't remember because I haven't figured it out yet.
Okay.
What a great anime.
Well, all the Drunk Tank animated adventures are provided by Jay or Dan on the site. You can go to rushdie.com/Jay or Dan. Do we know why he's called Jay or Dan?
I think he wanted to pick one of those usernames, but he couldn't figure it out, so fuck it. So
we're probably pronouncing it wrong. It's probably like Jordan.
Jordan?
Yeah, or something like that.
Jor.
He'll be coming to town for RTX. We can ask him firsthand.
There you go.
Yeah. Should we still be promoting RTX if we're all sold out of tickets?
I guess not.
We are bad viral markers, so maybe that's the way to do it.
We clearly planned that.
Clearly.
I've got video of the whole sale. I don't know if I told you that, but I shot from when we pushed it live on the site to Jeff receiving a phone call and looking very sullen afterwards.
Well, if you're there the whole time, fucker, why didn't you shut down when we got to 200 tickets?
No, I was like, it was Gus on his laptop monitoring the site, and then Jeff was monitoring the store. And I was just filming the two of them doing their work, just because I'm like, this is kind of cool, we should document this. Like when you filmed Jeff and Gus doing the very first line of dialogue for Red vs. Blue. That was very good thinking of you. So I figured I'll get something like history on film. And so we have it now.
Okay, great.
If you ever want to see it.
I like how you turned your defense into ass kissing.
What? I'll give an example.
No. Don't listen to her. I'm with you. I got you. It all makes sense. You're a thinking man.
I figured it out. Let me get into this. So I figured this out this weekend.
Uh-oh.
These two here thrive on just, like, conflict.
You figured that out this weekend. Like,
wait a minute. I'm probably the most laid back, easygoing, just take whatever comes person in this office. And I work with
you
probably one of the most volatile people in the office. I think so.
Somebody should be filming you during your process.
Dealing with him. That's the problem. He
or
makes it
just
worse.
Like losing at anything. Like, God forbid you lose a game of horse. You're super laid back until you lose at X, whatever X is, and then you're this guy.
Well, because you're like, I don't care about it. But when you win, you absolutely care.
I'm like, oh, yeah, no, cool. Jeff's full of shit. He's competitive.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I don't care, whatever. Okay. You know, no big deal. It's over. It's finished. Whatever. But when he wins, it's all... It's just those quiet little burrs he puts in your side. And it's like, you two both. I don't know what it is. It's like, I'd like sitting between you, I can feel the anger. And it's like building inside
really
of me.
We're fine.
I love you, sweetie.
Yeah, I love you too.
I'm so happy.
Fuck you guys. See, this is what they do. This is what they do. That's how they get you.
I think I think you're more laid back than what you outwardly appear, and you're less laid back than what you have to be less laid back than you outwardly appear, because you'd be dead if you were as laid back as what you appear to be.
I don't know. I'm pretty laid back.
There are times you get very upset. Like watching you play a video game, he has a whole video of you. Jeff plays video games because he holds a controller this, which I don't understand, first of all.
He's hiding behind it.
Yeah, he does this, and then
he plays with his body.
He plays with his body, around. And he moves. He's like that.
You know that video you took of Jeff moving like that? That's nothing. If you get him to play any, like, if he's standing while he's playing, especially, like, a boxing game, like, it's all, like, kicks and, like, walking, and he's, like, dancing. It's
he
funny.
Kicks during boxing games?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like he does this weird, like, shuffle to the right kick. Shuffle to the left kick.
I'm like a Lane on Seinfeld dancing.
Yeah, it is almost like line dancing. It's weird.
I've been doing this thing where at home, I only play Xbox anymore when I'm on my treadmill. And so I put a treadmill in front of a wall-mounted TV, and I play it that way. And I found that there's certain games that I can't play on the treadmill.
You're having issues with Dead Space, right?
No, I played Dead Space. I think I walked – gosh, I have the numbers at home because I'm going to save all the numbers. But I think I walked 60 miles playing Dead Space.
60 or 16?
60.
Wow. We were playing Halo.
Almost three marathons, essentially.
We were playing Halo together the other night for
the
something.
The race, not the game.
And you walked 4 miles while we played Halo together.
While we played Halo. Well, that's also – I have to turn that way down. Yeah. Because I usually walk at 3 miles an hour. But if I play Halo while I'm walking, I do this thing where I don't realize it, but I start walking right as I'm turning right, and I step off the side of the treadmill. I'm not kidding. I have severely busted my ass doing that. To the point where I, like, fell down. It was like a break video where I'm on my back, and the treadmill throws me off the back of the treadmill.
You usually set up a camera.
The controller just in case. Head.
Why would I set up a camera to record that?
I don't know, because you've put up videos of you falling when you were playing that skate game or whatever.
No, I put that video up.
Oh. So
I had a feeling that was going to happen, though. We had a wood floor and a slick skateboard. It was like, someone's going to eat shit. I better film this.
Yeah, I was really disappointed when that game failed. I felt so terrible.
You know, there's no Tony Hawk game this year for the first time in 12 years or something.
Yeah, something ridiculous. No, but supposedly Tony Hawk leaked that they're working on a new one. Imagine that.
Big surprise.
But
you think Tony Hawk will eventually become like Madden, where people don't understand quite his association with the...
I could see that. I could definitely see that.
I don't know.
He retired from pro skating like 7 years ago.
But who doesn't know?
But
who
he
Madden
made it
is?
What it is today. I mean, you could argue that.
Who doesn't know who Madden is?
Yeah.
I bet you tons of kids don't know who Madden is.
Well, he also just retired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in a couple of years, you're going to wonder, do you know who John Madden is?
No.
Really?
Why would I?
See, she absolutely knows.
He's
the
guy that
absolutely knows, but she says that.
Do you really
I
know?
Don't. What's your fucking problem? You really have issues with me, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, we'll talk about this after.
The Rams.
No, don't talk about
Rams.
It after. Talk about it now.
Yeah.
Seriously, talk about go.
Do you have any concept? Like, what sport is Madden?
It's football because I played the game.
Okay. For
I'm sorry, right?
You're right.
Thank God.
Yeah, but how is he related to football?
Like, is he a coach or a player or something?
Why would I know? I don't watch football.
Okay. Then you don't know.
I'm angry that you assume that I would know.
take a wild stab. What is John Madden's relation to football?
I don't even think I know enough positions to tell you. You said coach first, but were you trying to throw me?
No, I just was throwing out different things he could have done. Could have been a quarterback. Could have been a towel boy.
I'm going to say quarterback because I recognize that one.
All right, well, there you go.
Actually, I don't know if John Madden ever played. I don't assume he did.
He did play.
Where did he play?
I forget where he played, but he played, then he coached, then he commentated.
Was he a quarterback?
He was best known as a commentator, but he was the coach of the Raiders, if I'm not mistaken.
That sounds right.
Yeah, I can look him up. But
he was the coach of the Raiders.
He was best known as a commentator. God, it's nice to get something right on the Drunk Tank podcast for once, for Christ's sake. But I have a desk upstairs. Gus, you were talking last week about technology and desks. You know, if you want a cool desk, you can always take one of the geek desks that we bought for Monty or Matt. that they have both been too lazy to put up.
Oh, we have an extra one?
We have two extra ones. They're sitting in the studio.
It's funny you mention that, because after we talked about the heart attack risk from sitting down all day, I thought maybe I should just get a geek desk so I can just stand up.
You said that somebody got a hold of you and said they could build you something custom?
Someone did. After I mentioned on the podcast, well, someone who makes custom cabinetry offered to make a desk precisely to my spec, whatever I wanted. But I feel bad because I feel like that's a lot of work for someone to donate.
If you do use the geek desk, it's just the base, so it would just need, you just need a tabletop that has that kind of stuff in it, which may not be that difficult.
True.
Especially if you're paying for materials.
True. Yeah, the Penny Arcade guys had that entire conference table that has that wood inlay in it that they got, I think, from the guys who make those gaming tables.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they didn't bat an eyelash about taking that thing for free and not looking back, so why should you worry about that?
I'm not a jerk, you know? I'm a nice guy.
You're not predatory?
No.
Like Gabe and Tycho, is that what you're saying? Or you want to
take advantage of people, yeah.
But it's cool. I have a desk that actually you can raise up and down. So I can sit at it, and then when I want to, I just stand up. And I've kind of toyed with the idea of putting a treadmill underneath that, like taking off the top rigging and then just putting a treadmill underneath it. But I think you guys, because I'm over your office, I think you guys would go nuts if I did that.
I also think you would fall through the floor at some point.
No, you don't run while you do it. You do like 1 or 2 miles an hour.
Sure.
Well, there's also, like, don't they, like, those yoga balls, whatever, if you sit on those, it's supposed to keep your core busy all day. So you're, like, just in the movement, you're keeping your core, like, rigid and, like, working your core, right?
So what if you tried those?
I don't know. I know that word.
If you say the word core enough, eventually it makes sense.
Then I'm suddenly qualified, like, fitness coach or whatever.
What is your core? Is your core, like, a specific set of muscles, or is it just, like, a bullshit term that they came up with about 5 years ago?
I think it's your torso, right? Everything in your torso.
So your boobs.
So what's your torso?
Your torso can be all the way down to everything that's like your limbs are connected to.
Your boobs to your butt.
So it's like everything from neck to legs.
I'm assuming that that's true.
Okay.
Because those are the muscles you work when you're working your core.
If only Jack LaLanne hadn't died, we could ask him.
So the torso is what you show to the trucker when you want to get all the way down to Los Angeles. That's what
they call that. The torso, they call that the San Diego.
It's so funny that I'm... But, you know, like, of all the things I thought I would regret when I was older, I didn't expect to regret not flashing the trucker. That's weird.
So why some other things? Why do you regret it?
No, but I would have assumed that I would regret the things that I did choose to do. But it's the things that you don't do.
Oh, yeah,
the things that you don't do.
I've got a hitchhiking regret, sort of on the flip side of that. I was in downtown Austin one night driving home, and Leslie, who's our, like, the famous homeless guy in Austin, always wears, like, thongs and leopard print shirts and crazy shit like that.
Lovely man.
He was hitchhiking down Congress. And I passed him and immediately regretted it. Because you know that's got to be a story. Like, you pick up Leslie, homeless guy, that's going to be a story wherever he wants to go. I almost turned around and got him. I was like, nah.
He's actually kind of a, I don't know, well-spoken, quiet dude.
He ran for mayor.
I met him once. And, like, I was kind of, because you told me you met him, talked to him, and he was, like, really intelligent and with it. And, like,
you guys should probably explain who Leslie is.
Okay, Leslie is sort of like a local legend in Austin. He ran for mayor. He's homeless, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time.
He's homeless. He always wears, like, thong underwear and, like,
bikinis
and bras. He's always wearing some crazy getup, usually mostly naked. And he just hangs out, like, coffee shops, smokes cigarettes and drinks or whatever. And that's, like, kind of what he does in
town.
And
when people see him, they go crazy.
The whole fucking...
They want to take pictures with
them. There's, like, a magnet pack
city.
You can buy for Austin that has, like, outfits for him that you can put on, like, on your fridge.
Yeah. It's, the whole city has adopted him. Mm-hmm. And I, like... If you see Leslie, you buy him food or you buy him drinks. He's at bars. I don't think the guy has ever...
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't have money, but I don't think it would matter. He's never had to pay for anything.
Well, it's true, because one time I met him, he walked up to me. He was like, so you going to buy me a drink or what? And I was like, no. Something he did in a way that wasn't charming. And I got annoyed, and I didn't want to buy him a drink. And I was like the asshole who didn't buy him a drink.
And you didn't flash him either, did you?
Yeah.
You didn't flash him.
Do you know how many miles I've driven you so far? At least you could do is buy me a drink. I'm going to look up Leslie and see if I can find the story behind him.
Like, he used to come into the tattoo parlor where I'd be getting tattooed. And, you know, you'd be stuck there for, like, 3 hours. And I'd see Leslie come in and go, oh, fuck, this is going to be weird. But then you just, like, you can't move and he's not going anywhere. So you're just forced to have conversations with him. Nice guy.
Yeah.
Totally with it.
Didn't he get a house out in Westlake or something? Like, it was covered in mold?
He lived in a house for a year in a mansion that had a mold infestation. And it was being worked on. And so the owner moved out and let him live there.
Wow.
So.
Wasn't that bad for him?
Kind of wild.
I don't know Leslie cares.
You know some homeless people.
You know what's worse for him? Sleeping under a tree?
Yeah, probably.
Leslie Cochran is an American peace activist, cross-dresser, street person, and local celebrity in Austin, Texas. He's a critic of police treatment of the homeless. Go figure. But I would have picked him up, for sure.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have hesitated. But I have a bad problem with that, where I like to talk to homeless people, and it drives the rest of you crazy. Gus is shaking his head right now. I made friends with all the homeless people around.
How'd that work out for you?
Yeah, how did that work out?
You know what? I have no regrets.
I do, because every time I walked by a certain homeless person, he'd say, "Where's your boss? He got $20 for me." Like, am I the go? I'm the fucking like the go-between guy now. Like, I just bring him a bag and run.
No. The worst part. You're neglecting the worst part.
He would come to the door.
He would come to our front door of the office and start ringing the doorbell, and I'd go down expecting a delivery or something. Like, "Hey, is your boss here?" Like, "Who the fuck are you? No, get out of here."
He'd be like,
"Go roll yourself down in fucking gutter somewhere."
I was in a wheelchair.
I was hoping he'd get me a hotel room tonight. He would say that shit all the time. They're going to cut my other leg off tomorrow, so I need a comfy bed. And the next day, he'd still have that fucking leg.
He owes us that leg.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
He's like, "I'm coming for the leg."
His office trophy. We can put it up next to all of our Machinima Awards.
I just think I meet so many people like us, you know? There was a thing where...
With homes and jobs? Fucking gainfully employed people?
Are you getting bored with that?
I guess so. I'm trying to expand my sphere of friends and include it. My favorite was, I never learned her name, but I always tried to get to know the crazy black lady who accused Gus of raping her.
And then she kicked him.
No. The homeless woman who kicked me was a different woman.
Oh, okay.
See, we had a special relationship because I would come out and she would be ranting, and she'd be ranting at like random people, and I would say, leave him alone. And then she'd yell at me, and I'd go, "Don't yell at me. I'm as crazy as you are. Shut the fuck up." And I'd be yelling with this homeless lady in the middle of the street. It was fun.
She would do this thing, which was fascinating to me, where like a couple times a week she would go into the restaurant below our old office, ask them for a free cup of water, and they'd be like, "Yeah, okay, sure." And they'd give her a free cup of water. Then she would go outside, turn around, scream at them, and throw the water against the front door. And then stand there and just yell for 5 minutes and walk away. They were always like, "Sure, there's another cup of water. I'll clean it up in 10 minutes.
I miss that homeless guy on 6th and Congress who would just sing in the afternoons. The big dude who just, he would sit on
the
bench.
Yeah, he was with the headphones on.
Did he have headphones?
Yeah. Was it the guy who would clap and just rock and rock rhythm? And sing.
Two different guys.
So you're talking about two different guys?
The clapping guys at 4th and Congress, the singing guys at 6th and Congress.
Okay, yeah.
They could have gotten together, had a band.
Or he could be the audience, the clapping guy. I always wanted to meet the clapping guy, but he was never anywhere nearby, you know, when we were walking by. I always saw him from the car.
That guy's always smiling. That guy had the biggest smile I've ever seen in my life. Whatever that guy was clapping about, he was happy.
Yeah. Speaking of bands, I had to go to an open house from my daughter's school yesterday. They're moving facilities. And one of the parents walked up to me and said, "How's Millie's rock band going?" And I go, "I have no idea what you're talking about." And she goes, "Yeah, your daughter started a rock band. My kid is the drummer." And I was like, "Really?
That's awesome."
She goes, "Yeah, it's called Millie and the Ambulance. You don't know anything about it?" And I was like, "No."
Oh, Ambulance?
Yeah, Millie and the Ambulance.
I thought it was Amulets, and I didn't know she knew that word.
No, Ambulance. Oh, yeah.
Well, sure, it does sound like a plural thing. Like, yeah, it would have been Millie and the Ambulance. So is her kid the Ambulance?
I don't know. It was really weird to me, though. And I was like, "Millie, do you have a band?" And she's like, "Yeah."
Maybe your daughter has an awesome vocabulary, and it's the ambulance, like people who can walk around behind her. You know? Maybe that's what it is.
It's possible.
That actually makes sense. Your daughter is like, you guys don't hold back on a lot of. This is not weird, but no one's aware of this. You guys don't hold back on like a lot of stuff. Like, I wouldn't put skulls in my kids' room. Like, you guys put the
that backfired.
The Mexican skulls and stuff like that. So she gets exposed to lots of like cool story stuff that. Nowadays, we just don't tell to our kids, you know?
We're kind of wondering about that. Actually, we went to this thing, and Millie, she has this little makeup kit that somebody gave her for Christmas. I think maybe your mom gave it to her. And so she put on, like, tons of blue eyeshadow in the car, and it was, like, from here to, like, here.
She looks like what's-her-face in Blade Runner.
Yeah.
All the
like
time.
Daryl, it was like, Daryl she has this, like, the one band. She does this eyeshadow that way. And it's actually, I think it looks cool. But so she went to this school thing, and then all the parents are like, "Makeup already, huh?" And like gave us some looks, and it was weird.
For that?
It's usually a pretty laid back crowd. I was surprised. I was like, "Oh, did we fuck up? Like, is that a faux pas?" But I don't really know, especially if it's done. If she does it herself, and it's not like, and if it's very dress up like, is that getting her? Is she? I don't know.
Yeah.
Exposing her to things we shouldn't be exposing her to? I was surprised. I didn't think it was a big deal.
See, on the boys' side of that, it's always like which kids in the class are, you know, playing Call of Duty in first grade, like that kind of thing, you know. That's always a major issue.
I got recognized at a restaurant a couple weeks ago, and it was kind of sweet how it happened. It was like this woman came up, this older woman came up. She's like, "Excuse me, do you work for a company called Rooster Teeth?" And I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "Oh, my grandson wants to meet you." And I was like, "Oh, that's cool." So like this 8-year-old kid walks up, and all I can hear is Jeff cursing in every single video we've ever done. When I'm talking to this kid, I'm like, "Oh, you're so young. Why are you watching our stuff?" And he's like, "Yeah, so."
Do you not curse at all?
I'm actually really good about not cursing on our videos. And, like, we did a video for, like, like all these Rio videos we did for the new Angry Birds game. Like, I'm just sitting there just waiting for Jeff to curse, and then sure enough, every single video he curses. And, like, this is a kid's game, and it's like,
we're trying to say it's a kid's game. It's not a kid's game.
It's not Lego Star Wars.
Well, I'm sure he cursed in Lego Star Wars,
It's not the Ben 10 game, or, like, Disney Funhouse. It's fucking,
or Toy fucking Story.
You talked about, and I don't know if this is something you want to talk about, but you talked about how you wanted to start doing some more family-friendly game stuff or achievement, right?
Yeah. I'd like to. AH Kids, what I'm thinking of doing. Yeah, down the road.
Yeah.
Jeff won't be a part of that.
I can be age appropriate if I need to. I just don't need to very often. But if the time arises, I will watch my mouth.
Here's the meandering path of the Drunk Tank. We went from hitchhiking and flashing truckers to family-friendly gaming videos. Is that where we are now?
Yeah. And we went through one-legged homeless dudes and cross-dressers and thongs.
Famous cross-dressers
and
thongs.
And you end up in family somehow.
Yeah.
Speaking of cross-dressing, last week you guys were talked to you guys about some stuff. I was not on the podcast last week, the audio podcast. You guys talked about the new Wonder Woman.
Oh, with the package?
Yeah. you're not a fan of that?
That chick is hung.
You know what the crazy thing about that is? My wife was really disappointed because my wife is a big fan of Friday Night Lights, and that's apparently where they cast the new Wonder Woman from that show.
From that show? Wow.
Yeah. And my wife was commenting about how hot that woman is, I want to say in real life, and how – you know, she's a really beautiful girl, and they made her look so terrible as Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
How do they do that?
I don't know.
Well, to be fair, Wonder Woman's costume is – I don't know how you update that.
She's a lovely lady.
Can I see it? Do you have it up?
Well, I think the problem is you have to update it for modern taste. You have to make her – you have to put pants on her now. She can't wear the hot pants.
Did they give her a better weapon than her, like, rope?
I think
of,
she still has the lasso, right?
Lasso of truth?
Too. She can use that.
What was it called? The lasso of truth? Am I wrong?
Lasso of truth.
No, that's not right. It's called something else. Lasso of truth. It makes you tell the truth, but it's something else.
And she has the invisible jet,
Where's
too.
Chris Robertson when we need
She's
him?
She's blonde?
Yes, she is blonde sometimes. She was blonde on Friday Night Lights,
like Emma Stone.
It is the lasso of truth, by the way.
Yeah, lasso of truth is what it's called.
It is called.
Oh my god!
What are the odds that a fictional weapon wielded by DC Comics superheroine Wonder Woman, Princess Diana of the Mycegra.
She's yeah. Amazon, right?
Amazonia. Yeah. What are the odds that a superhero created in the 30s would have stupid fucking names attached to her?
40s.
It was created in the 30s.
She's younger than that.
Didn't come out in the 40s. Hey, there's a dude that's got my name, Jeff Mead. What is that? Is that Wonder Woman?
This cast of Wonder Woman. Sorry. Okay. So, what is the deal with Wonder Woman? Is that going to be on television? Is that a network show?
Oh,
is it a miniseries? And then it's going to be a show like they did with V, or is it going to be something else?
Who knows? That seems to be the way that they approach sci-fi or anything kind of geeky now. They give you a 4-episode miniseries. Then everyone likes it. You have to wait a year and a half. They put out the first season of it, and it's canceled 12 episodes in.
Yeah.
Essentially, that's the way everything works.
I didn't realize in V, the main alien woman is Inara from Firefly.
That's pretty crazy. I did not realize that either.
I had no idea until I rewatched Firefly.
The short-haired lady.
She's
hot. Yeah. Way hotter with short hair, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Way hotter.
Well, some people that have especially
with reptile skin.
Some people that have, like, really delicate features, like, with short hair, they come out a lot more.
I get that a lot. Delicate features.
Cheekbones.
I'll tell you who's hot is the mom on Friday Night Lights.
You know who's hotter than that?
Who's that?
The mom on Modern Family.
This is where we get going. This is where Jeff and I fall into. You know who's really hot?
Claire Dunphy. She's hot.
Did you see the latest episode of Modern Family?
I watched it last night.
So fucking great. Yeah. Such a great show.
Did you see the girl from 30 Rock, the receptionist from 30 Rock, ended up being the hottest woman on the planet or something in the USA? Is it USA Today did it? Or
I don't know, but she's the hottest girl on the planet.
Yeah.
Suri.
I agree with that.
You act like that's official. Yeah,
yeah. And then another magazine said Jennifer Lopez was the hottest woman on the planet.
Dude,
I saw that.
But it was like the most photoshopped cover
and
image.
I don't know, dude. I've seen her on American Idol a couple times this year, the few times I've watched it, and she's fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, but
she is holding up well.
But she makes sure that she looks good.
Yeah.
But I think if you're going to do that, you should make sure you look good. That's why we should buy some exfoliant for the office.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
Because we were talking about the list today. But we should all exfoliate, everyone. Somebody in the office, and I'm not going to name names, admitted to me the other day that he didn't wash his face between makeup sessions. Like, it had been like over 24 hours and he hadn't washed his face.
That's pretty gross.
Wasn't me, yeah. But on that note, I think we need to take a break for another Drunk Tank animated.
We should go exfoliate.
That was the worst outro ever.
I'm just trying to get
I saw
there.
Gus's hand signal too. I was working on a good one. That's what you did.
Yeah. Gus has been going like, for
speaking of talking
now.
About stuff, let's talk about going to the Drunk Tank animated.
Oh, wow, that was great.
That was yours. That was my invitation of you.
I did. I sold it.
All right. Please enjoy this. We'll be back in a moment.
We got a series of stories from PAX. Two dudes come up to Gus, and they're like, hey, Gus. And Gus is like, hey, what's up?
They said we wanted to come by yesterday, but we couldn't because we had kind of a situation.
And Gus lifts up his shirt and points to his six flab and goes, you mean this situation? And and the guy gets the most confused look on his face I've ever seen, like quizzical. The guy goes, huh? And Gus goes, the situation, my abs, this situation. And the guy goes, what? And Gus goes, come on, the situation. And the guy goes, my friend had a seizure yesterday, and that was our situation. Anyway, we think he's going to be okay. Just turned around and walked away.
And I'm standing there with my shirt up like an idiot. Come at me, bro.
So I went on this hunting trip, and we got back, and I had just parked my car on his land. But apparently one of the horses thought, I hate that fucking car. The horse bit every fucking panel on the outside car. I was like, what happened to my car? And every other dude, they go, uh-oh, were the horses out? It looked like one of the horses was cribbing. I go, what the fuck is cribbing? They said, oh, it's just like sometimes horses bite stuff. They just think called cribbing where they take their big fucking dopey buck teeth. And they'll hang it on something like a fence post and suck in air until they can't move. And they're bloated, and a horse vet has to come out and, like, drain them air. They're just idiots.
All right, well, welcome back. Now, Jeff, there's something I wanted to talk to you about from last week that I wasn't here for as well. So, did you ever get your massage that Griffin bought for you?
Massage.
I got my massage yesterday, actually.
Oh, wait, say massage again?
I got my massage yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, how'd that go?
Uneventful. My marriage is safe.
Oh, yeah?
He sounds really disappointed. You're like,
I didn't even get faced with any tough decisions. Apparently, that lady on Reddit was full of shit.
Well, you might have. You just need to get more massages.
You were in that 30%.
Yeah, I need to get four massages.
Eight total, I think, before, you know, because you need to break that 30% barrier. Yeah. Is that what it is? Sure. So, yeah. So if you get eight straight massages and there's no happy ending, then you know you're into that territory.
It was actually kind of awkward because the lady that gave us a massage, or gave me a massage rather, is a friend. Kind of a good friend. And I didn't think that would be weird at first because she's a professional and whatnot. But, yeah, like, it's kind of odd to have, like, somebody you know touching you, you know?
Yeah.
Were you naked?
I was in my undies. So.
Well, maybe that was what was holding you back.
She touched my butt, though.
Ooh.
Did she really?
Yeah,
top of your butt and bottom of your butt?
The whole thing, baby. Apparently, I've got a sore butt because I sit down a lot, so it needed a lot of work.
Is that what she told her?
No, that's what she told me. She's like, you got a lot of tension in your
Did she get up in there?
What's that?
Did she get up in there?
Yeah, she did.
Really?
Actually, your butt is one of your best features, so I wonder if maybe you just didn't pick up on. You're actually pretty bad. As much as I was kidding around about his what's up, Jeff doesn't pick up on it when girls like him.
What's up?
For the most part. Like, you don't usually pick up when somebody's checking you out.
You know, there's a part of that, too, though,
it doesn't happen.
With hitting on girls. I mean, first of all, guys practice that for years and years. You know, you're just used to hitting on girls. And so it's not something that easily turns off, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like he's been married
you don't think
to you
six,
for years
6 years is long enough to, like,
well, he was,
figure it out?
He was doing that for what? From 14 to whatever age he married her. So it's a longer period of time he was doing it than not doing it.
It's true.
Then there's also a component, too, is that we learned in college is that when a girl comes into a party, you go hit on them as fast as possible so they want to stick around the party. Does that make sense? If a girl comes into a party and nobody talks to him for the first 5 minutes,
that's
a bad deal. It's a bad deal. It's a way you make girls feel welcome.
Yeah,
there you go.
By being creeps.
How is he being a creep? By saying, hey, how you doing?
It's not like you're hitting on it in a lecherous way. You're doing it for her, essentially. You want to make her feel comfortable and at home.
It's true. And I will say that as I get older, especially having dated women in the past, like, they definitely need attention. And I'm guilty of it, too. Every girl needs attention times. And if they don't get it, they get pretty upset.
Let me throw a scenario out there. Let's say you and one of your friends goes to a party, okay?
and some creepy dude walks up to your friend and goes, "Hey, baby, how you doing? You want to come out with me to get you a drink?" She's like, "No, leave me alone." Who feels worse, the girl who got hit on or the girl who didn't get hit on?
Yeah. No, I've been the – it happened to me recently where I was like the brunette next to the blonde, and it just didn't work for me.
But you're blonde.
That's why I'm blonde now, yeah. I'm not going to walk into the room and have my blonde friend get hit on.
Is that really why?
No, so what'd part you do? Of it, just part like, of it, yeah.
Like, was your blonde friend Jeff?
I'll see your blonde
friend
and I'll raise you up.
Check this out. So who are you with that
I
got hit
Lindsay.
On?
I was Lindsay. It was a while ago during Pajama Achievements, and we went to a bar, and I was like the ugly friend, but at the time I was feeling pretty cute, but still, like, you, if you step in as a brunette next to a blonde and you go to, like, a douche bar, you're not going to get noticed.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. So what'd you do? How'd you step it up?
I ended up becoming blonde. I don't know. I didn't really step it up.
That
because I
night,
looking, I wasn't looking for a dude because he was gross.
She dyed her hair blonde and started going tanning.
No, actually, well, that night, I think it's actually kind of annoying. Like, I would much rather pay for my own drink than have to talk to somebody who bought me the drink. Like, this guy was obnoxious, but Lindsay was like, "Oh, well, free drinks." I'm like, it's not free if you have to talk to him.
Your time is worth something.
Yeah, like, I'm having not having fun and because I'm having free drinks. Like.
You would prefer to be the girl not getting hit on in that scenario versus the girl who's getting hit on.
No.
No, I don't mind being hit on, but I'm not going to commit to sitting next to somebody for free drinks.
Let me put it this way. She went to Home Depot on Saturday to buy some gardening stuff. And she came home, and the first thing she walked in, said when she walked in the door is, "I just totally got checked out by a 12-year-old. It was awesome."
She really?
Yeah.
With a very, not hi or like, "Thanks for like vacuuming" or whatever. It was just like,
"Oh, did you vacuum?"
This 12-year-old just checked me out like crazy. You wouldn't believe it.
I didn't go that far. No, but yeah, I don't know.
How long do you feel obligated to hold up the conversation?
The conversation?
Like, I can tell you that as a guy, when I buy a drink for a girl, I'm not looking for 20 minutes.
I think
I'm not looking for new material.
You're looking for an awkward exit tomorrow morning.
What's that? No, I mean, it's a conversation starter. If it lasts like a minute and you figure stuff out and she's not interested or whatever, that's fine. You know, that's
no,
fine.
But, and that's
$5.
And I'm not trying to be rude, but I think I've always been pretty sympathetic to guys. I don't want them to have to waste their time. And if I know I'm not...
I have not seen this side of you.
Really?
The sympathetic guy.
No, but you haven't seen me.
I've never seen that.
You haven't seen me in a dating capacity. But
no.
I'm not going to lead somebody on for free drinks. I'm not going to make somebody spend their money knowing I have no interest in them. You know?
I
only
nice
spend
of you.
The money with people I'm interested in.
Well, then let me give you a resolution as a guy, though, too. It's like, if a guy goes, "Can I buy you a drink?" or a guy offers you a drink, this is better than, "Oh, thank you very much. I'm going to go talk to my friends now. Thank you. I really appreciate it." And leaves. That's better than, "I'd like to buy you a drink. Get the fuck away from me."
I think with her, it's more like, "I'd like to buy you a drink. Here's a picture of my husband and daughter."
No, it's, I mean, yeah.
No,
I don't
she's
know.
Not doing that. Did you do that with Lindsay? Because you were married to Jeff when you were out that night. Did you make it clear to all the
like
guys?
Like, I'm like, "Hey guys, I'm married." No. I mean, I don't do that either.
None of that, huh?
No, because you want to feel good.
She's like, "Who's going to San Diego?"
No, okay, so I'm somewhere in between.
Anybody
like,
drive a big
I'm
rig?
I'm not announcing that I'm married or anything.
Oh, good.
But I'm also not going to lead somebody on for free drinks.
Well, I'm not announcing that I'm married
anymore.
Well, yeah, that's pretty obvious when you're like, "Hey, what's up?" when your wife is standing next to you.
I'm sure there's a lot of guys who would disagree with me listening to this, but I don't think it's that big a lead on if a guy asks you if you want a drink to
no,
take
No, I understand
drink.
That, but I pretty much race to the bar when I enter a bar anyway, so by that time I've got my tab figured out. Anyway,
race to the bar?
I'm
you're like,
kidding.
"I have to get alcohol."
No, but if you're going to the bar, that's where you're going to the bar, right? To get a drink. So I'm usually
something?
Have a tab at that point.
You are so attractive. Girl, girl. You really are. That's the sexiest thing you've said all week.
God. I should imagine like throwing elbows.
You have to.
You know what's funny to watch? It's funny to watch Gus at a bar. You ever go to the bar with Gus? I'm assuming you
have. I have in
he
the
doesn't
past.
Leave. Do you leave the house? You leave the house.
Occasionally.
When did this happen?
Wait, when did you leave the house?
I've been known to leave the house every now and then.
You're shrugging, but I'm going to start throwing a scenario at you, and
okay,
you're really going to know what I'm talking about. So if you're at a crowded bar where you're waiting to get a drink, Gus hates that fucking process of flagging down the bartender.
It's the worst.
And getting the bartender to notice you. Gus is like, he'll start chucking glasses, I'm pretty sure. If the bartender walks past him twice, Gus is like, "Fuck this, I'm burning the place down."
That's why you pay $500 to get to the other bar.
Exactly.
That's right.
That's why I'm willing to pay a premium to get an elevated level of service.
There you go.
I'll even say, "Gus, look, people, I've seen these people here. They've been here like 10 minutes.
See,
we're going to have to wait."
People.
Gus is like, "Fuck everybody. Get me a fucking drink."
I don't care about those people. I care about me and my state of sobriety. I got to kill that as fast as I can.
That actually, if you had a moment like that not too long ago, you went to some hipster party and it took you like 40 minutes to get a drink.
We
and
went
you
to a
were
fucking
pissed.
Boring burlesque show. Ugh. Can we be done with those as a society?
Yes.
They're fucking burlesque. They're
what are you saying? You're not going to go where they dress up women in hot clothes and make them dance?
Because it's like so many echelons removed from stripping.
It's like
what's the...
a bunch of rockabilly chicks that wear pasties and don't know how to dance. Going ooh 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 like that
with
for fucking
theme,
3 minutes with a
yeah,
theme,
I'm
and
over
they're
it.
Like, "I'm a sailor girl, I'm sailing the ship." Like, come on, but yeah, and then I had to wait like 30 minutes at the fucking bar to get a shitty watered down gin and tonic for $9.
And that's why I don't leave the house.
You were definitely right that night.
You know, I saw something that the local newspaper is the Austin American Statesman. And if you go to their website, I saw they had pictures from that burlesque show, and they sell prints. Of pictures that they have now in news stories.
From that one that we were at?
Yeah, from the Statesman.
Really?
You were in a photo at the burlesque show?
You didn't see any?
No, I didn't see any. You. It was just like all of the people on stage. But you can buy
pictures. Griffin
had
to leave for about 20 minutes.
And then put on the website, and you can order prints of them for some reason.
That's bizarre.
Why did Griffin have to leave for 20 minutes?
Babysitter got locked out.
Here's the thing. Every time I make a point of getting a babysitter to go and do something, like a friend of mine was performing that night, not burlesque. She was like in the band that was like supporting some burlesque thing. So she was like playing. She plays like the, what is it called?
Lute.
Banjo.
Something.
Yes.
It's like a, yeah.
Harpsichord.
No.
This.
Harpsichord is a.
By the way, this is a friend that Griffin
portable
has.
Portable theremin?
This is a friend that Griffin has who I've never spoken to because she's so sexually intimidating. I can't make eye contact with her.
Mm-hmm.
She's like the hottest chick, and Griffin is friends with her, and I can't be around. Like, I've never actually spoken
to
her.
Yeah, you're like...
I bought her a drink, and I went like this.
That's awesome. I like how she took that in stride, though.
Well, she knows.
She's hot. So
that's why Griffin's friends with her.
She's like the Ark of the Covenant.
She's
kind of
scary.
Let me see this girl. Where can I look this girl?
I sent her a picture a while ago, and you said that she looked like Larkin from Pajama Achievements, but I don't think she does. It's just that photo. She kind of does.
Oh, I think another person you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she plays like the fucking, what do you call it? The auto harp.
Auto harp.
So I was going to go.
The auto harp.
Yeah.
I was going to see her show because she invited me. So I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm going to see your show. And then, of course, our fucking babysitter gets locked out of the house just as she's about to go on. And Jeff's already drunk, so I have to drive home.
I was way too drunk to drive.
I didn't want our kid to be sitting out on the porch until midnight. So I had to go home. And, of course, I missed her show. And
you got back right as they finished.
I texted her after, and she won't talk. She hasn't talked to me since. Like, she won't talk to me now.
Why? Because she's embarrassed about the thing?
No, because she asked me, hey, did you get a chance to do the show? I'm like, sorry, I had to go home. My kid was locked out
of
the house.
Oh, wait. Because I thought you texted the babysitter. So it was your friend, and she because you left in the middle
of the
show.
I had to leave, and I didn't catch her show. And since then, she hasn't talked to me, which, you know, whatever. If somebody's going to be that weird about it, then fuck them. But it's just kind of annoying because every
time
that – She
might be practicing the auto harp, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might take a lot more diligence than what you realize.
I would love to respond to this text when my fingers are busy.
Yeah, that's right. I had to save these babies for Saturday night.
Man, is she fucking hot, too.
Yeah? How was the show, Jeff? Was it good?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It was more fun to watch her play an auto harp than a bunch of rockabilly chicks with fucking small boobs and pasties not dance well.
I can never have a conversation like that in front of my wife. Like, she knows I like the mom from Modern Family. But we literally can't watch Curb Your Enthusiasm in my house because I find Cheryl Hines so attractive.
She's
that's
super
so
hot.
Strange because Cheryl Hines really reminds me of your wife.
Like, yeah,
it's,
she
it's the same type of type. Like, I think that if I were your wife, I'd be encouraged by the fact that you're into women just like her.
Fuck yeah, I agree. It's like my wife likes like this Robert. She as we get older, not that my wife's older, but as years go on. She's liking guys that are like Robert Pattinson and who's the dude, the werewolf? No shit. Yeah, what the fuck? Those are kids. And she likes – I like Cheryl Hines, you know, Kerry Russell.
Diane Lane.
like that. Exactly. Susan Sarandon. Who's the chick who just died? Elizabeth Taylor. Hot as hell.
Sophia Loren.
Did you see the naked picture of Elizabeth Taylor that came out after she died?
I guess it turned out to be fake. That wasn't true.
Oh, it was fake?
Yeah, it was fake. It was someone else.
That's too bad. I've been jacking off to a Photoshop picture for like the last 2 weeks.
No, it's a real photo. So it wasn't her.
Can I tell you, if you're jacking off, if knowing it's Photoshopped, is it like –
A
boner killer?
It's a boner killer.
Is it? You're like, oh.
Why?
I can see the blending.
I don't know.
No, it's not.
I don't give a fuck. I could be looking at my fucking front lawn.
Photoshop some boobs on your front lawn.
Oh, my God. The sprinklers just came on. It's a rainbow. But, yeah, we can't watch it. And my wife, she likes these kids like the Twilight Kid and that. And that's my point is that I like women that are like you. And she's not like, ooh, that Jonah Hill, Seth Rogen, they're so hot, you know? I think
I like a good John C. Reilly. So your wife in another 10 years would be a sexual predator.
Man, think how hot Screech would be if he grew a beard. He'd be so fucking hot.
She'd be telling your kid, she'd be like, JD, she'd be like, why don't you invite that friend of yours? Like Gil, the one that plays football, invite him over to the party tonight.
Yeah, watch out,
Mom.
As you get older, do your tastes now skew younger?
I've always usually been interested in people that are older than me. But
are you older?
I'm open-minded.
Older, right?
Whatever.
I'm 5 years older.
Yeah.
Though that 12-year-old, he was not bad. Just wait a couple years,
stop,
right?
Stop.
Wow. No, I'm kidding. You know what the worst is? One of the worst things that went back in my lesbian years, like in Corvallis, we all went to see Tomb Raider. And
because
like,
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, all of my lesbian friends were there, and then all of the like adolescent boys were there. And I checked out so many 12-year-olds I thought were hot lesbians, and I felt immediately incredibly guilty about it. I'm like, oh my god, she's so, oh fuck.
Without going to any specifics of names or anything like that, a lot of times when you show me pictures of girls that you find hot, they look like dudes to me.
Really?
Honestly.
Why? No, I can't even think of anyone that I've shown you that looks like a dude.
Well,
just short hair, is that it?
I don't want to go to specifics, but yeah.
Is it just short hair that's a turn off?
They look like dudes playing AutoHarp. Let's just put it that way. I think that's why you like Gavin so much.
He's like a nice in between.
How big has Gavin's hair gotten? Have you noticed that? I think the weight we lost went to his head. His hair has gotten ridiculous. Have you seen him in the slow-mo guy stuff lately?
I think he's changed up a bit. He's doing like this mush puff thing.
Yeah.
You know, I got to be honest. Our friends who live in Europe and the UK, they have a different fashion movement over there at any point in time, so you never know what the fuck they're doing, you know?
It's true.
And plus, they're 12, so who knows what they wear. And half the time when Ben tweets something, I'm like, are you dressed up to go to a Victorian vest party? what are you doing? So, not that Ben sends me photos all day or anything like that, but when he posts something online.
He's born to your wife.
yeah, I'm like a front man for my wife. These young guys sending them photos. So the massage was uneventful then?
Uneventful.
Yeah, but I have another.
Except that like it was supposed to be like really relaxing, and Griffin took Millie and went shopping. So it was unrelaxing on two fronts. I knew that there was money being spent, and I didn't know how bad it was going to be. And so I was worried about that. And then also the dog was in the crate, and the dog went for an hour. So that's
so did it happen in your house?
That was the soundtrack of my massage.
See, initially it was going to be at her house, right?
You could imagine it was like whales.
Yeah. I ended up getting caught up at work on that Friday, and then Jeff had to go and get Millie. So then we had to cancel and postpone, and she came to the house.
She came to our house.
I would not want a massage. I know this girl. She's very beautiful. She's been cast in stuff because she's so pretty.
Yes.
Like, literally, like, the part is beautiful girl is the part that she plays.
Yes.
And I would not want a massage from a really beautiful lady. That seems like it would be its own level of stress to me.
Yeah. No, it's true, too, because you're like, please don't get a boner.
No.
I remember it was like 12 hours earlier, like, oh, I can't eat this because I don't want to be gassy.
I did.
Like, you were like,
and then
there
was at one point,
meals.
Halfway through the massage, she was like, all right, can you roll over on your back? And I'm like, I think so.
Really?
No, I was able to. Aww.
Okay.
Are you shedding a tear?
I left just so you would be more comfortable because I wasn't there watching like a hawk.
Yeah.
See, I want the massage from the big. I don't want a massage from a dude, but I'll take the. I want the big Helga lady, you know, like the big Swedish. Or,
yeah, I would think you would someone like strong hands, right?
Oh,
like
she has
give you the
very
massage.
Strong.
Yeah, she's
hands.
Got pretty strong hands.
Well, that's good.
They're pretty good.
Any professional masseuse, I think. They develop strong hands pretty quickly.
Yeah, okay. You have to.
This is going to sound like a weird thing, but one of the things I always notice, if I ever want to get in really good shape, I'm going to get a job at a fucking ice cream shop. You ever watch the people who serve ice cream?
Yeah, muscles.
They look like fiddler crabs because that right arm they use to scoop is just like enormous.
No,
they do that all day.
They're like that German champion. What do you call that when you do this?
Arm wrestling
champion. Yeah. Do you know what he's talking about?
Have you guys seen that dude?
Do you just have like.
He just has a giant arm.
You know, so when you do professional,
he has like a
He-Man
arm.
You don't have to switch arms. You just do one arm.
Yeah.
I would think just for your own benefit, you'd want to balance them out.
Yeah, no, it's
dedication
bizarre.
To a sport. No, there's a dude. He's talking about a very specific dude in Germany. He looks like a Photoshop. It looked like somebody stuck a bodybuilder's arm on his right arm,
or like he put his arm like in a beehive and got stung 400 times.
He's just a normal dude, and he has this huge, huge arm.
It's like Homer in that episode of The Simpsons where he did the arm wrestling.
Gus, the internet's down. I just want to point that out to you. So I can't find my...
Gus is responsible for the internet.
That's too bad. Sucks for you.
You know, and that dude, too, it's like when you're an arm wrestler, how many times at the bar do you have to tolerate the jack off champion of the world jokes. You know what I mean? With the dude with the one big arm.
Well, you just punch the guy, right? With your giant arm.
Yeah.
Making that joke.
It'd be such cool to have that, though, because you had like this fake out where you face one way and you face the other way. You know, it's like you literally have one good side, this one massive arm. I'll look him up here.
You think he was the inspiration for the Charger in Left 4 Dead 2?
Yeah. Do you know the Charger was actually, there's a big controversy over the Charger in Left 4 Dead in that a guy in the forums wrote about the Charger before they put it in the game, and they essentially, I shouldn't say they did this, but if you retroactively look at it, he described the Charger perfectly, and even, I think he named it the Striker? Or something like that.
Wait, it was something really close.
We should know from personal experience, stuff like that will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You may be
totally agree.
You may be planning something for a long time, and then someone just happens to make a post that's like, oh, shit, they nailed it dead on.
We had a kid who, at the start of Season 3, emailed us the plot of Season 3. Like, in detail. It was really bizarre. God. And
he's the arm wrestling champion I'm showing them.
His arm actually looks, maybe it's a shadow, but it almost looks like it's paler, too.
Yeah.
Well, he keeps it out of the sun.
He probably lotions it and puts it in a sleeve or something.
Wraps it.
No, I agree with that, but that's the guy trying to figure out what was happening in the storyline.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure Lost, I'm absolutely positive that Lost was going to end differently than what it did, but people figured out what it was about.
Hmm.
And you just can't, with the internet now, you can't do twists that extend over multiple episodes, much less multiple seasons, because somebody's going to guess it.
Yeah.
But what the phenomenon that Gus you're talking about is a lot of times we'll talk about ideas or we'll put something out and then 2 weeks later somebody else will put out a video that's a lot like the video that we put out. And you're like, damn it, what the hell? How can this be possible?
Man.
But then there's also been times where we've been talking about an idea for a video and then we look on the internet and wham, there it is. Or somebody just puts it out the day we start talking
about
it.
That happened with the Hey Guys video, right? You came up with this idea to go through all the video bloggers
all the bloggers.
Pull down the first line, which is like, hey guys. And we just, you know, clip them all together. And so, like, I literally searched on YouTube and found it. Like, you came up with the idea, and I found it on YouTube 5 seconds later.
I had an idea for a Drunk Gamer, or not a Drunk Gamer, I'm sorry. I had an idea for an Achievement Hunter video that I was telling you last week. And I was like, I think this would be really funny. You said, that's a great idea. And Jack goes, oh, yeah, I saw that 2 years ago. Here it is. Bam. Like, fuck.
Yeah, because it was hard. I mean, it's hard enough, that whole adage or whatever, there's no original ideas. And now with the internet, it's, like, impossible to get away from that. You know, like, everything is so accessible to everyone at all times that, like, if an idea happens across the world, it's there.
Nothing's original anymore.
Well, people that say that usually are not original thinkers.
That's true.
This one in particular stands out because it was made – oops, sorry. It was made well before Left 4 Dead 2 came out, and it's very specific. Like, there's parts of the Charger, like the small arm versus the big arm, that are very specific. So this was one where the guy cried about it a little bit.
Yeah, and he was like – yeah, I don't know. Do you have it right here?
I got some of it. I've got the forum threads where people are crying about it and all that stuff. But it doesn't matter. If you're,
doesn't matter.
If you're posting it on their forums and wanting to put it, it's like maybe I guess he just wanted credit for the idea or
Everybody
something.
Everybody wants credit for something.
Yeah. But
do you remember the time that we saw the original Red versus Blue pictures that Luke made where he took the helmets off all the guys and gave them – like he drew Sarge and Griff and all those guys and we were amazed?
Probably one of the most infuriating conversations I've had on the internet.
Yeah, and so you saw these in a user's profile and you go, hey, I really like these photos. And he goes, oh, thanks. Really appreciate it. And Bernie goes, you
– No, here's what happened.
Okay, I saw these
photos all over our website and the community site, which was the Red versus Blue characters – with their helmets off and they were holding them. And the guy who had done it had gone through and picked out little pieces of character design from all the different lines in season one about how tall Sarge was versus Griff, how fat Griff was, and he had done these great things. It turns out it was Luke McKay that made them. But I was going all over the site trying to find who made these pictures, and I found somebody's user image gallery that had all the photos. And so I said, oh, finally. I said, man, I really love these drawings. I think they're tremendous. And he said, thanks a lot. I said, I want to post them on the front page of the site, but I want to get your permission before I do that. And he said, totally fine. Go for it. And then he wrote at the very end, just make sure you give me credit for them. And I said, oh, okay. I said, and then for some reason, the way he said at the end made it stand out to me. So I said, hey, I just want to make sure you drew these, right? He goes, no, I didn't draw these. He goes, I got them from somebody else. But I should get credit for finding them. And I was like, you're a fucking jackass.
Yeah.
But luckily, I was able, because of that conversation, to go through and then find Luke McKay.
Yeah,
so.
Well, it's a good thing that stood out to you.
Yeah, but it was really weird. It was like he had no compunction at all about, like, he would have been fine with me posting on the front page and saying they were his drawings.
Weird.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I know we weren't talking about RTX, but Luke is going to be there, and his job for the entire weekend is we're going to get him, like, little cards, and he's going to be doing drawings for people. Oh, cool. All weekend long. So
like,
anyone
like
wants...
on the like on the pier, like he'll do draw you like in a
yeah.
Like in
a... I want him to be like a cricket artist. I want him to like draw you in like a dune buggy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, right or like yeah. Like with a baseball bat. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
What's your favorite numbers?
So yeah, that's his job for the weekends.
That's fantastic.
And then I think Ben is also going to be there, so you can tell him what's wrong with the website. And he'll say, works for me.
Yeah.
I have no problem with it. I guess I'll be like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Behind Ben.
That's a Ben problem.
Do you find that with the air, though, you get disconnected a lot? Because I do. And I'm wondering if it's just – I thought it was just me because no one else seems to have the problem.
The only problem that I have so far with the MacBook Air is that it doesn't wake from sleep sometimes.
It takes a while and you can't, like, you've got
to
wait.
No, I have to literally just, like, hold the power button down and power it off. Like,
I don't
it
have
will
that
not
problem.
Come back.
But it takes me a while for my mouse to register anything to work. But it's not, like, blank screen or anything on me.
Oh. Nope. I mean, overall, I'm happy with it. It's a laptop with a 9-hour battery life. I can't really complain awesome. About that.
Mm-hmm. So. And it's so light and easy to travel with.
All right, Gus, are we out of time?
That's it. We got to wrap it up.
I saw you signaling. Okay. Well, thanks for watching our now third video podcast. I guess we returned to audio for a little while. Gus, what's the plan for video podcasts?
We'll probably be doing a monthly for a little while. Maybe we'll speed it up now that I got the Thunderbolt. We'll start doing a couple more.
Damn it.
Well, I had a lovely time today.
I did as
people.
Well.
I think I learned a lot about truck driving and a little bit about
Wonder Woman. I learned that Jack fucking despises Griffin and I.
Yeah.
Which is something I've long suspected, but at least now it's out in the open.
The light bulb's now over your head.
That's important. So.
Now let's all go to lunch and eat in anger.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.